Right. Let's call this meeting the Sheridan Fire District to order. Please rise and join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We confuse the owl. We don't know who to look at.
Roll call.
Tammy.
Here.
Carol.
Here.
Ray.
Here.
Pete.
Here.
And Harry.
Here.
Short agenda tonight. West Valley Fire discussion. So you have before you what they were discussing last night.
I don't believe they've officially forwarded it to us, did they?
So, how many of you were on that call last night? Just so
I was at a basketball game.
Okay, so really, so because I have a real hard time hearing, so if I misquote anything that you heard, please correct me. So this is kind of their first proposal to us, and it didn't include the map. So I think that the cutoff is kind of basically the Wallace Bridge.
That's what we did at that meeting.
So that's the service area that they're talking about. So our part of that would be basically Wallace Bridge East. So again, all of the city of Willamina and Rock Creek, Willamina Creek, Coast Creek, all that stuff up in there. Cost allocation, this is the good part. So, provide ambulance services to the areas denoted on the map are not insignificant. You know that. Agencies understand they will not recoup their full cost back from WVFD, but are most interested in providing life saving services to the community until WVFD is able to do so on their own. Proposal of WVFD to pay an annual sum, and they changed this from $150,000 to $125,000. Last night.
Or which was the final answer?
125. But they were going to do us a favor and give us 2% annually.
Yeah.
The taxes went to 3%.
Well, that's what they keep. But they said that. So they would keep 1%. They would keep 1% and we would get 2%.
Yeah. Okay. So and then, you know, it goes on to say to each agency to help defray the cost of providing these life saving services.
So with our levy coming up, we can't have the second sentence say that.
Exactly. And I told, you know, I had conversations with Chris about this and told him that, you know, the two big things were just as we discussed that this cannot be a cost to our taxpayers. Absolutely not acceptable.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can't be bailing them out, basically.
No.
And also that we had to have control. So that was what we decided in the meeting that I wasn't here. So I did forward that to Chris. So that's that part. On the back, non-interference clause, agencies functioning, separate agencies understood that WVFB will not interfere with how agencies provide life-saving services to the community in any way. The only authority that WVFB will have in regard to those services is the authority to expressly provide service is the authority that is expressly provided within the contract. If they don't have it, this is just, like I say, this is an initial offer. We have to put something in writing.
Can I just ask?
Go ahead.
They're making us an offer, but we don't need this business.
No.
Am I correct?
Correct.
So why are they making us an offer? I mean, it kind of goes along with them asking us to make them a plan, which was
Well, this is their plan, their basic outline for their plan.
But we did ask them to give us something.
Give us something.
Right. So this is what they gave us.
Starting point, an offer.
It's not an offer.
We didn't call it.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
It was supposed to be a plan. But
yeah.
It was supposed. Yeah. Exactly. That's what we asked for. We asked for a written
plan. Well, and they did complain last night because they kept spending all these thousands of dollars for these bogus 190 agreements that they keep having the attorney draw up. And so
the one like the week before or 2 weeks before actually just basically conceded everything to Grand Rounds.
Yes, that's the one.
And that's not cool. They're not,
yeah,
they're not interested in that, and they want to save the department, which
okay, makes sense.
Yeah. We just need to not get hurt in the process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on the back, non-interference clause, we read that. Absorption of staff. This is interesting too. It's understood that the agencies will retain staff and aid in providing services delineated under contract. Should WFD move forward with its own service, it's understood that WFD would absorb as many of those staff that are then employed by the agencies to provide service to the WFD ASA pursuant to the contract as possible.
What does that mean? That means that if we hire
extra staff, if we take their money and hire extra staff, say the staff of second ambulance,
they
would actually take them back if we decided to.
They're taking them back. If we're hiring them,
yeah,
they're all the time and the money.
We'll decide if we want to keep them or not.
Exactly.
They're not picking and choosing.
Yeah, that exactly wouldn't apply in any contract with me.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
We're doing a favor here. I mean, we're trying to help.
We're trying to help.
And
well, here's how I see it.
Go ahead.
Is that community is suffering, and there is a board over there that is not trying to help themselves. I mean, we're trying to help the community, but that board is not helping themselves, and they haven't.
Yeah,
just like asking for an extension to the commissioners on the ASA. They didn't do anything in that 30 days until,
yeah,
you know, the 11th hour.
Right.
And then all that was to ask for an extension to make us an offer.
Right. And they're still down, what are they, two staff?
They have one staff member left. Yeah. Well, they have two, but one is leaving in February. Is that's correct? So they have basically one staff member.
I mean, I would feel better if I felt like they were doing something for themselves, but it doesn't sound like they're really willing to work with Sheridan or Grand Ronde. It sounds like they're trying to dictate to us what we're going to do.
Well, if you had listened in on that last night,
districts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, am I incorrect? When it first started, Connie just kind of started going, and she was just giving out all the information that was come out of the stakeholders meeting. And the proposal she was bringing out was basically this proposal that was what she said put together by Kenna.
Yeah. You all know who Kenna is.
Yes, but my understanding on the stakeholders team was not the ASA, but that they were supposed to figure out how to rebuild their fire. Am I wrong? So that Sheridan and Grand Ronde could help out with the ASA while they got the fire put together and figured out how they were going to bring the ASA back in.
I think it was a long-term. I don't know if they were that specific about it. The long-term goal is to get them back on their feet and viable. I don't really remember whether it was one specific ASA.
I think it was just getting them viable so that they could eventually retake their ASA back.
But my understanding, and I've seen it a couple times now, is they want us to do fiber and
that's confusing to me.
Yeah.
Because why are they not asking the tribe for fire and EMS, but they were asking us for? So I don't know if it was a typo and they left it out or
in the meeting they kept coming up over and over. They were pretty clear, I thought.
That they wanted us
they
to
wanted,
they're also their fire.
Yes.
Well, the reality is when they have fires, we're gonna go.
Well, that is the reality, but at the same time.
But we're not
getting
this.
money from their
heard fire. I thought this was all right now for us.
That's what we thought. But it's gotten, you know, the same way everything goes with them. It gets so convoluted.
And this says ambulance service. Doesn't say anything about
fire. So I'm guessing that might have gotten said or put in there, but that was not, I didn't get that in the proposal last night.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were talking strictly about ambulance. But my perception of what I heard was they started at 150. That's what the proposal was that Kenna gave to the stakeholders, and the stakeholders said, yeah, that sounds good. Then Harry talked with Rick and Chris yesterday and told them, that isn't good. We can't do that. And when they got to that meeting, Rick cuts it to 125 and Chris never says a word about it.
Yeah.
Chief, what would it take for us truly to be able to cover that half?
Can I look? Let me go.
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just wanted, we only got one more thing, and that was the term. They're proposing this be a 3-year agreement, which for me is a no starter. And not with a 90 day out, which again, no.
So I visited with Steve Warden a little bit today about that issue right there. And I said, what's reasonable to expect them to get back on their feet? And after he's just went through building everything out there kind of from scratch, which who am I starting from scratch?
Yeah.
He said to it would probably take 3 years. He goes, and I'm not advocating we say that, but in the big picture, that's probably 2 to 3 years is going to be reality for them to be able to be back and self-sufficient totally in every aspect. And we can figure out the terms of what we're comfortable with doing this, but it, for our knowledge, it seems like that's reasonable. It really is. It takes a long time to rebuild. So I'm just throwing that out as what somebody else experienced, and well, he's probably right and reasonable. This isn't going to get fixed in 6 months or a year.
Think about this. They're doing the same thing that we just did 2 months ago.
Right.
They're doing
the same thing. And at least we were functional.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing the same thing, but they've lost a huge source of income.
Yeah.
And their staff.
Yeah. And they had no money in the carryover.
Yeah.
Or very little.
Very little. Yeah.
So it would make more sense to me, thinking along that line, in that you start out high, paying these other two districts to cover your stuff and wean backwards rather than increasing money to us, decrease money as you take over your.
Yeah. And in addition, it's not in this. And I don't know if you heard it, but I'm guessing Ray probably heard it. When Rick was going through his plan about cutting it back to 125,000, and then it would be a 2% a year they would give us. Then it was, what was said was, well, we will hire a chief, mm-hmm. and we will hire a couple, 3 staff, and we will run a QRT unit. And I'm like, okay. Then he said, but, you know, I don't think that we can guarantee we'll have that QRT unit staffed 24/7. So it might be only a few days a week. So then we have to work out with Sheridan and the tribe dispatch, because we shouldn't pay all the dispatch for Willamina if we're not getting any revenue. They should pay part of dispatch charges for the calls they run. And I'm going, you're wanting us to help you, and you want to just cutthroat us.
Here, let's just do a 40-40-20. How's that? Let's just try that.
Yeah,
see how that works.
Yeah, they went off into that conversation.
Yeah,
about
I was like,
us and the tribe, to be clear, about having to divvy up the dispatch.
I was like,
on a per
what
call
in
basis
the world are you talking about?
And they did talk about hiring either a part-time or a full-time chief. And I thought they said an admin assistant, too.
I didn't catch
again,
all of that.
We're not paying all their bills. They still have to have the ability to pay bills. And we're not running, according to this, we're not running their fires. So someone has to.
But
my understanding was that because they have that serial levy for 3 staff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're keeping that money. And my understanding, they were going to hire 3 staff to run a QRT as often as they could. Obviously, they can't run 24/7 because if someone is sick or on vacation, they're not going to be able to do it. So,
well,
then
I guess they're going to figure out me.
So you had a question for Lex. So,
reality. What would it take? Do you think just for the ASA?
I see he wrote a bunch of numbers on the board. So.
I'll reference that in just a second. So basically, Larry and I ran the numbers specifically on a part-time staff. And right now, our union has been gracious enough to allow us to use part-time staff. And I realize there's a statute of limitations on this, it's 6 months. Also, civil service allows us to do non-civil service emergency situation hiring for 6 months. That's the reason we were able to put the people on. We still have to give a civil service exam to validate those positions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, we determined a casual is what we're calling the position, or part-time, at $20 an hour, $480 a shift. And then you just go from there. And we figured around $242,080 if you wanted it staff enough to run a second ambulance with two part-time people. Obviously, if you're doing full-time personnel, just keep it at even $100,000 per person because of roll-ups and everything else. You're looking at $600,000 for full-time. Again, that's why I've been asking for this stop and review at the 6-month mark, because we don't know.
We can't legally go past 6 months.
Not with aid. It's not fair to the labor group that has been so gracious to us. Now, we can always renegotiate because we're coming up in a contract review in January anyway. That may be one of the things we could talk about. But the main number is 240, and we've been saying that from the beginning. Now I heard today possibly 150 from 125. I'm talking to the same people Pete is. And we are hearing all kinds of stuff, and I've written some information down from ideas that have been thrown at me. And there's some of these I can explain to you in detail. Outside of the idea of the 240,000, there's another avenue. It's complicated, but it meets our needs and it meets their needs at the same time. Again, as you've all stated, I want to make sure everyone hears me say the same thing. I don't want a single dime of our taxpayers' money going somewhere else.
No.
And it's strictly because we have said this and we're going to continue to say we're going to do the right thing. The right thing is to help our people, but we cannot decrease our services for our customers. It just can't happen. With that being said, the true number for a shift, if you want to run 6 personnel, it's 9 because of the overtime status and the people taking off. So if we were to staff for 6 part-time people, realize that they're not always going to be the same 6 because they can only go to 600 hours before we have to start paying benefits. We added another 10,000 in there for that very reason. So I've been telling Harry 250 to play it safe. Now, again, these numbers are estimates only. It is just a ballpark figure. And I'll show you in just a minute some of the numbers that I've been given. I can't verify these. There's no way for me to verify that these numbers are accurate within 10% one way or the other, because I haven't seen them, all the financials. That answer your question?
And again, they're kind of in the same situation we were in 2 months ago, and we're finding out, you know, through discovery what our financials really are, and they're in the same boat.
But they're bickering and arguing with each other and not bothering to stop and actually look.
Yeah.
Right. They want somebody else to do it for them.
Right.
They actually asked the chief to go sort it out for them and let them know by November 30th what their financial status
and
was.
How's that going?
There's no way based on where we've been seeing things lately.
So he's going to give them a copy of their QuickBooks to their finance committee and let them go for it. And he's going on vacation.
What was that letter that we asked to be written? I asked you about today. The chief was supposed to write. Oh, the letter to the commissioners letting them know that Sheridan's staffing was not in crisis. Was that ever done?
I don't know.
Okay.
I doubt it.
Yeah. So November 30th will
I think they know. That, I think that they. Yeah. I think they know that we're okay.
They do now. I was making a point. It was asked to be done.
Well, it
was asked to be done, and it wasn't done. So I'm going to guess.
I had a little bit of a heart attack.
It'll
happen right now.
That was your predecessor.
And where you're going is exactly what I thought.
Request
that
was not going to happen.
And what are you going to do if he doesn't?
Which
he's out the door in 30 days.
Which means that also any correspondence to either commissioners is not going to happen.
So I'd also like, from your question, a segue off there. Our communication with Grand Ron has increased threefold.
Good.
Chief Ward and I have literally 2 or 3 times a day have been talking specifically about this.
Good.
And we are both in agreement. You know, he answers to a board as well. And one of the things we've been very adamant about is the fact that we cannot decrease services one direction or the other. And also specifically about being dictated on exactly how we're going to serve. And that's been the hardest part to swallow or to deal with. And the next thing is he and I both have agreed that whatever we do, it's going to complement the other. If he decides and his group decides to back out, I'm going to advocate for the same thing because we don't want to take advantage of one way or the other. We want to be good neighbors, but we don't want to take advantage of any situation like this. So with that being said, that's what we've discussed. I did bounce a couple of ideas off of it, and I'll explain it when you guys are ready. It's detailed, but it's also doable, and it helps them, and it helps us at the same speed. Okay. But
I do have one thing that I heard last night, and I don't know if you guys heard it, because I caught it, and I wasn't sure if I heard the figure correctly. They were talking that there was, I thought they said $120,000 that they owed Southwest Bulk for something. Is that the correct figure?
No, that was 120 or 124.
Oh, that was 120. But what was it for? I didn't catch what it was for.
They didn't say.
It was for something, and it was either a piece of equipment or something that they did on the building, or.
I was at that meeting.
Okay, what was it, Larry?
It was for that fire tender that Fred was supposed to pay $5,000 for, and then Michael said, well, it'd be stupid if we don't pay him the $5,000 for $120,000 piece of machinery.
Okay, that's so they only owe
$5,000. Only $5,000.
Okay, because
I hasn't been paid yet.
Okay, but if you the discussion was, you're gonna love.
Yeah, I'm gonna love this one.
This is the discussion. This was the discussion. So because West Valley, and this came from the chief, because you know your cash flow is so poor, and we don't want to deplete your cash flow. I have staff looking at equipment you have, like cardiac monitors and stuff, and figuring out the value of that. And so maybe we can just exchange your equipment to them to pay that off.
I don't even know what that's like.
I want
to have to surplus it to do that.
I think they would have to surplus it. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that.
But it's also on how they, if they receive it, depending on federal grant, they bought it outright from the budget. There's several different layers there that they're going to have to determine first, because you can't just allocate one way or the other.
Yeah. That's what they wanted to do. No. That's what he presented to them.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
I mean, it's not a bad idea, you know, if you're cash poor, but.
Well,
it
if you didn't have ORSs and stuff in the way, you know, anything.
It puts you in a bad situation. Yeah.
It's those dang ORSs.
They'll get you every time. I mean, but who cares about those?
Well, a lot of people don't. They have hotels.
We've seen that. Don't care about them. So, okay, I wanted to make sure I heard that.
Well, I heard that figure too, and I couldn't figure out what they were talking about.
I was like,
about.
I didn't catch what, yeah.
Since we're talking rumors, what is this that I keep hearing about that our admin are going to be reporting to other people outside this board? Am I hearing that?
That's not happening.
What? Okay. I haven't heard that rumor.
Okay.
Yeah,
I heard that it was out there.
It floated around everything from, we'll just take this, the deputy chief from Sheridan, he can be our interim chief to, we still have to have some say in this, and I've heard it from different directions.
Reporting to the city management.
They work for us.
All right. Well, I just want to make sure, because I thought we had made that very clear.
At that meeting we were at the city council or at the city hall twice, that was made extremely clear.
I believe Grand Rome was the same way.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to say it again, so if there's any confusion.
No, that's fine. You know, that's the thing with these rumors is we just have to squash them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if you hear that kind of stuff, go to the people they're talking about and say, hey, I heard this, I've done it. And it's like,
Not happening.
Yeah. So that's you know, part of the problem with this whole thing is there's a lot of stuff floating around out there that's not true. So when we hear that, that's great. I'm glad you brought that, because I haven't heard that
Well, I don't want our staff stressing that they're going to be back in the same boat they were in.
Well, you know, I think we've been very transparent with our staff about what our expectations are. So
I'm just going to make a suggestion.
Go for it.
Let's tonight put together a proposal, the basics of it that we agree on, and let's hand it to them and say, here's where we're at. Here's where we have to be. Seriously, I mean, we're not getting anywhere. This time just keeps going.
I guess part of the problem is that we may not be getting anywhere on this, but it's
their time that's running out, not ours.
I know, but yeah, if we lay a proposal out and say, here's bare minimum, we can't go below this. It sets the line of, and maybe I'm wrong, it's just my idea. It sets a line and says, we have to have this much to staff the second ambulance. Because if we can't staff the second ambulance, we can't run two fire districts with one ambulance. It just does. What are you guys looking at?
I don't know.
There's a media joining.
There's somebody joining.
Oh, okay. So we can't do this,
but
period.
I thought if you guys had done that, have you not?
Well, that's
kind of okay.
I mean, we're here tonight to discuss this. Then let's discuss what is okay, what's not okay.
And see, and where this gets muddy to me is that we have another factor out there, and that's the county commissioners.
Yeah.
That's another factor. That's a whole other facet of this thing that we could tell West Valley, we have to have this, and this is what we require to make it work. They're obviously, if this is all they can come up with, they're not going to be able to do it.
But
with that,
I think it is.
But then we don't know what that's going to happen over here with that facet.
Well, did they get their extension? I mean, is this put off for another month before?
I don't think they'll make that decision until the 29th, is the way I would understand it. That's when the ASA committee meets again, and they were supposed to discuss it that day and make a decision.
Because if they're going to present another proposal, it's going to be full of stuff that we're not going to accept. Why don't we set the minimum standard of the ambulances will both stay in ours? We're not using your station. I'm just throwing ideas out. Or we have to have enough money, whether it's part-time or not, to staff the second ambulance, or this doesn't happen. Because if we don't staff the second ambulance fully, we're going to send one ambulance into two entire districts. It doesn't work, and it hurts our people, and game over right there.
Okay, and let me just throw this out there as a counter offer or a thought.
Yeah.
We know that board is not a very united board. And depending on who's there at the time or how they're feeling, you know, that's going to dictate that. I don't mean to be unneighborly, but personally, if we were going to do the work to put a plan together, I would make it a plan that works for us, and I would submit it to the county commissioners and say, we're willing to help our neighbors and we can do it for this. Then they know what our bottom line is.
And maybe even we don't have to put a plan, but set the minimum
yes,
of what
just
we
tell
will
them,
accept
tell
you
them.
Know, tonight. Everybody discuss and say,
tell
here's what we will accept, here's what we won't accept. Because if they're doing their plan and there's three major things in there that are deal breakers for us, that's wasting their time. If we set the minimum of, here's the things that we have to do to make this work. And I'm not even saying the dollar amount, because but there's a lot of things we've discussed. Let's throw some stuff out there so they at least understand you have to do these things or we're not going to do this.
And
at least then, if they put a proposal together, they know these guys aren't going to bend on these three or four items or whatever. They're not going to flex on this. So they can put a plan, because I'm afraid they're going to spend all this time and put another plan together. We're going to look at it and go, well, that's not happening, and that's not happening. So I'm trying to save time and move forward.
Yeah. So what authority does the county commissioners have over us in this thing, whatever's unfolding?
Yeah, the AFA.
Yeah.
They can, and I believe from what I heard at that meeting, they are going to hire an outside person to come in and reanalyze both county commissioners, sets of commissioners are going to do this, reanalyze the entire ASA for both counties.
No, no, both counties, Polk and Yamhill.
Right, but Willamina or West.
Everything. No, the whole county.
The entire counties. So in the end of that, we could wind up with more, we could wind up with less. So really, this is a bandage period until they get done with what they're doing. Is that
issues.
How you took that?
It's, yeah, that sounds
so
right.
There is a potential that our ASA could change.
So Fred's going to take some next to the Salt Creek Station away from the Sims, what you're saying.
Well, we could.
He could
make
try.
Why.
But right now they don't have a license.
It will be
anyone,
up to
so.
The ASA, the ASA committees and this planning person that they're bringing in.
And I worry if we drag this out, and I say we have these all three agencies too much longer. So Steve Orton might get fed up and walk away. I mean,
well,
and I don't want to see that. If we can provide coverage to those people, that's what we're all worried about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with Chief. We have to stand united. We can't throw the tribe under the duels, and they don't do that to us.
If we do what you're talking about doing, then I think that we need to have the chief here also. Or
so it's the same. They're hearing the same from both entities.
Because if we're going to stand united and we say, oh, well, we'll accept this, but they're saying, no, that's a no-go for us, then we're still all spinning our wheels the same way.
Can we throw a little list together and have our chief visit with Steve and just say, this is a starting point of things that we
can live with this? Or do you have something you want to add to it? Or do you want
and
to?
And I know a lot of what they can and can't live with. I visited with them.
Well, let me throw this in the mix too, because there's another entity that needs to be part of this, and that's the union. Because we don't want to damage our reputation with them by forcing them to do something they don't want.
Well, I think our chiefs
I think the
that.
Chief knows he
yeah.
can guide us on
I
that because he knows where they're
aware.
At with that.
Yeah. We'll need to buy into this too.
Yeah, absolutely.
As we've done through the entire transparent process, is we're going to have them involved. They're going to know what we're doing and how we're doing it. And obviously the subcommittee concept will still be in play to where they will have a voice.
Yeah.
I think it's important for us to know where we stand, and then with the tribe as well. It's extra important because I don't think the rest of the work is going to be able to pull it together in time for the commissioners. And so we in the tribe need to know where we stand really well and be able to articulate that.
I think somebody needs to start with some basics. And again, I don't want to spend West Valley to spend a whole bunch of time on the next one, and it's wasted.
I guess I'm just not worried about I'm
to the point where
because they've known the end is coming. They're leaving that 190 in December, and so
but
they
it's,
should.
I don't want it to
again.
Start wearing on our admin because every day there's phones, and it's you know what I mean. Fix this problem.
I still
want to get an end to it so we can move to the levy coming up that we need to put some time into.
Yeah,
and again, it's there, like Ray said, we have a lot of issues of our own. I just want to get the ball rolling. I can't stand going to meetings and I'm not saying we're doing this, but nothing happens. So I'm not saying we have to put anything in stone. I just think we need to throw some things out tonight for discussion, write them down, doesn't have to be official, hand them the cheek as each. If he's comfortable to take to Steve and say, here's kind of where we started. Were you on or off? You know, I mean, what is acceptable? What's not acceptable? What do you think? And it gets the discussion going. So the next time we have a meeting, we can go forward instead of sitting stagnant. That's just me.
And I could be wrong, but in listening in last night, I didn't hear any sense of urgency on their part.
Well,
did you get the
were very urgent.
You thought they were wanting that they were panicking?
Not so much from Mike. That's it. You know, Rick says it, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Roy, you couldn't hear Roy.
No.
He was at home. Chris, he was the one that really created the 1.126 and the 2% annual.
Yeah.
That's where that came from. It wasn't from Rick.
Okay.
And I think Connie's the most adamant.
She is.
I mean, she's called up all these organizations trying to get information.
Yeah. Yeah, she did a lot of homework there to try to figure some of this out. Well, my whole thing with what they did here is like, okay, so they want to get $123,000, but for what exactly? This says ambulance services.
Chief, what would $125,000 happen?
Two people?
Yeah.
And what would the cost of dispatch cost us?
Well, we are currently paying, I think it's $2,900 a month. So I'm assuming half of that. I best guess.
They're wanting to divide it by three.
Oh, I didn't know.
They're wanting to divide it by calls.
They want to divide it by calls. So
and
they're
going
to
be,
figure it out on a per call basis. And
so charge. Each month it would change.
Yes.
But see, that they're still running the QRT, they're still using dispatch services. It's not like they're not.
And so what I got was they would take that if their QRT ran, they would pay for that dispatch call. But if it didn't, then it would be up to the other districts.
And so it's already built into CAD anyway. So it's just like it's mutual. So there's no validity to this.
I
talked about it earlier.
Were trying to cut.
Sure. And I can see why. You know, you got to try to make money somewhere or save money somewhere.
And I think it's more than you save.
Well, so before we get into discussions about what we want, does anyone curious about what's wrote on the board?
I am, of course.
That might give us food for thought.
Take it away.
Be careful what you ask for. So, again, my app here is these numbers. I'm not 100% sure. I'm going by what I can find and what I've been told. Okay. So, hypothetically, if their money's at $690,000, right?
Okay.
Yes, that's good. They want to pay Sheridan $150,000. They want to pay Grand Rounds $150,000.
Does that include the serial one?
No,
$690,000. That's just their base.
That's their base.
Okay.
That's all. Yeah.
That's right. Keeping that.
I'm doing
so,
EMS thing, right?
Yeah.
So Sheridan $150,000, Grand Rounds $150,000. So a total of $300,000, right? Subtract it from there. $85,000 per year for an ambulance payment. Remember, they still owe their ambulance. Now remember that number because it's going to come into play in just a minute. Estimated carryover, and this estimation again is what I can see, is somewhere around 440. It could be, again, I could be off.
Yeah.
So this is the only numbers I have, so this is what I'm going with, okay? So 690 minus the 300 minus the 85 is ambulance payment. They owe approximately $255,000, okay? 305 is the, we added the 123 together, the 440, $745,000. All right, let's stop right there. Let that number set for a second. Remember, there's still another payment here. It's either $250 or $200.
It's $200.
$200.
We discussed that last night.
But they couldn't find the resolution. So
right.
Nobody knows for sure if they did $200 or $250.
I remember when they did it, it was $200.
$200.
I think it was $200.
I thought it was $240.
I thought it was $240 for the ambulance, $200 for.
I thought they changed it.
They
may have. I thought so too, but I don't know.
You're right.
Okay.
They
could
run the resolution.
So $545, okay? Let's begin. This is the monies that they're dealing with, all right? Now, their concern was that 125, which we all agree is not very much. So if I said I wanted 240, okay, that's our number for we're adding people
right.
to help them. This $85,000 is a brand new ambulance, so we are going to have to replace the 2012 in 2 to 3 years. Why could you not discuss $85,000 being part of this 150 a year? That gets us to that magic 240. Now, just before you roll through this, I want you to think about that for a second. We have to replace this ambulance. I have to put money back. We know in 3 years, it's a 2012 model. It's going to be gone. We have to replace it. It's already here. It's May, it's done. It's ready to go. So part of that process is we won't have to put a share of the ambulance in West Valley. That West Valley ambulance will be sitting there that we are going to be owning at the end of the cycle. That's that 3-year window everyone's been talking about. it pays itself off in 3 years. Okay? Again, this is complicated.
So are they paying for it, but we're using it for 3 years?
Or? That's part of our fee. We're saying $150 in a quarterly payment so it doesn't overwhelm them right away, so they can get a chance to get their feet underneath there. So they are going to give us this $150. Now, nobody's agreed to this, let's be clear.
Right.
This $150, but we are going to be considering this $85, which adds up to the $240.
So we pay their payment.
No,
they pay their payment. But if that payment, we're getting to use the ambulance, and the ambulance will be ours when it's paid for.
And we're going to be, that way, we don't get in trouble with our levy thought. Those, our part-time people can be riding on that ambulance over there. It's marked Grand Rondo. I mean, excuse me, West Valley.
Yeah.
We have a place to stay. We have all that done, and we're gonna hopscotch anyway. So, and that means think of a four-tier system. This is us right here, okay? This is Matt. This is West Valley, and this is the tribe. Anytime anybody moves this way, everybody hopscotch, okay? Same concept, and then just reverse it. That's that move-in fill-up we've been hearing a whole lot about. They haven't been able to help us very much, but I don't know if you guys have been listening. We've been asking for them to come down now more and more often because we want to cover ourselves, right?
Are they able?
Not as much as
we used to. Like, they're in trouble too.
They're down 10 people. Mm-hmm. They're making an offer, I think, on 5 or 6. I just ate lunch with the chief over there. My point is, we still have our people in the center. We're going to gain revenue from this, and I haven't even done that yet. It's somewhere, depending on what it pays out. So I did 960 runs total. So I split it in half because Grand Ron and us, okay? Mm-hmm. I can't tell you if it's 52% or 49% or whatever the actual runs that we would get out of it. But the payouts are the thing I cannot speak for, the Medicare, Medicaid, all that, all right? So just be aware, that's a revenue source that's not even counted in here. So briefly, 200 to 290,000 potential of revenue. Because if we sign a contract, we're saying specifically, our people, we're buying this ambulance, so it's not your ambulance. It's technically our ambulance on lease to purchase or however the heck you call it. We're getting the revenue, the money, and also in 3 years, we have a pretty new
ambulance. What happens if they don't make the payment?
They don't make the payment, it's still in their name. They owe us the monies.
Okay.
For that percentage. So you have to write a contract that way. But here's the problem, the whole thing. There's this number. It's a prime number to me, but it's not really in the real world. Five board members that are going to have to agree to every. There's 7 steps here.
Yeah.
There's 10 board members that have to
agree. Chief, have you talked with Steve about that? Because I know they had some interest in that method too.
Before I came over here, I said, "Hey, I'm going to throw this on the board. What do you think?" Okay. He goes, "I haven't got it approved yet." I said, "Well, we're going to make an offer on this." He goes, "Go for it."
Okay.
So,
I think they were just because of knowing they were going to run the wheels off of their stuff too.
In the near future, they are going to buy a third ambulance.
Yeah.
It was just
convenient.
They're spitballing and throwing ideas out. So,
I would never.
I know that. I just wanted to make sure that
try to get all this together. But simplicity is, I want to try every opportunity to help these people next to us. Even if they're not trying to help themselves or whatever it seems to be, we're still going to do our best to meet our needs and not affect our citizens. This is a way we gain. We also have a potential to pay up because we're going to use it anyway. The difference is going to be made right here in the revenue source. Because remember, if we have an ambulance here, remember the frog system I said about to your move up? We can take some transfers now. Those transfers are going to pay.
Yeah,
so we can cover both places. Is everybody,
I asked Chris that question about the tribe buying that ambulance. And his concern was since it was bought on the levy, that they didn't know if they could do that because of where the money came from. So that levy was passed specifically to hire 3 staff and buy that ambulance.
They can sell anything. We talked about selling a surplus. When they meet the life of the loan amount,
they'll be able to sign it.
So it's still in their name. It's still got their name on it.
But that was Chris's concern.
Yeah.
So
that's founded. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
Again, the legality of this is great for me because they own this thing. Now, you get into insurance, liabilities, and all this other stuff, and I don't know that answer yet. We'd have to go through Eileen to work this whole thing out. And when I tell you it's going to be a contract, it'd be a boozy. But the main thing is I'm trying to help them meet this magic number that they can afford. They can start getting their feet underneath them.
Yeah.
And what you'll see is with that QRT team, after that first year, if they're doing some type of succession plan, remember, they have three people. This will help us next year after. We will only have to provide three people because we're going to start integrating these people. All right? And if we have a serious conversation in 3 to 5 years about merging, we've already set the standard. We've already worked together. We already know how things go. Another thing, if they need leadership, I believe we have somebody out there that can do everything that we need them to do, still work for us. And if and when we can get this levy passed, these are going to be full-time anyway. This person is going to be affordable. If they're looking for a chief, we know somebody that can do it. Now, it's a battleship, okay?
Yeah.
And you asked me to think about it, and this is all I've been doing.
You know who he's referring to? He says Eileen. That's our attorney.
Oh,
I didn't know if you knew that.
Again, 100% agree with what Pete said. If I put together a skeletal document, I still have it. I just wanted to make sure you guys were okay with it. I can give it out to you. I'll send it to your emails. But it's as simple as the standards that I was going to ask for if somebody asked me was that 250, 6 month with review, and this is strictly because of labor. Okay, if you can say 1 year contract if you want to, but at that 6 month mark, we have to review.
We have to review that.
Okay, and if they want to do 2 to 3 years, we'll get to that. So I'm still saying 1 year. For estimate reasons, you have to have a baseline. So that 3 years is, and Steve and I talked about this. First year, we made it, hooray. Second year, now we have a reference. Third year gives us an average. Monies, runs. Now we have the analytics we need to be successful. Well, back up. They need to be successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So I really have a problem with that 3 year. But I really want everybody to key on it. Is I have to make sure we don't get in over our heads with money.
Well, the other thing was this says 90 day out. I was thinking like 30.
Nope. I was going to say 30 to 45.
Yeah.
And the reason is.
You guys are gracious because I was going to say 15. Because the minute that board started.
Carol's 2 week notes.
Yeah.
The reason they're 30 to 45 because the payroll for us, because it falls somewhere in the center that gives us a little bit of a leeway that we don't want to get into this while we went in.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, I caution you. Now, I'm not speaking about the levy yet because we don't know. We have to really push the part-time aspect of this because I don't want to hire somebody and go, I'm sorry, your family's going to do without because we have to work.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to be here. Okay. So we're all on the same page. All right. So 250, 6 month review, 1 year of standard. We can go up to three. Depends on how everybody does. 30 to 45 out is what I've been saying. What was that?
Yeah, I
don't know.
I got 1836.
And
yeah.
How does your deputy chief feel about it?
He is, he and I built this together.
Okay.
He did ask one thing. Please don't send them over there.
So I don't know if you're aware, but I asked.
Only if he makes us mad.
I asked Mary and Les to put together what they thought we could do and what they were willing to do. And that's kind of where this came from. So
I brought this up to you. Why couldn't we? The sheriff's office works like this. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You have the jail and you have patrol.
Mm-hmm.
Two completely separate budgets. Nothing ever crosses. So you could have West Valley Fire, the chief, and Sheridan. This is the only position that the dollar amount is split. That's it. You have a deputy chief here and a deputy chief here.
Well, I think that's fine under a consolidation. I don't really want to consider that under a contract. They're not asking us to provide any
services. Not yet. But I've heard it.
Well, and I think that's something to keep in the back of our mind.
Right. And that's why I asked them. I said, what are you willing to do?
I haven't gone in. I'm sorry to interrupt you here. I want to make sure I get this thought on before I leave it.
Go ahead.
If anyone takes on the task of putting people into another agency, I would ask that you would consider the same model we have done. That not just leadership. There has to be somebody there to answer the phone and answer questions physically every business day.
But I think that they need to work on getting volunteers in there.
Every business day.
And I agree with you. Sorry.
Well, however they do it, it needs to happen because that's the only way it's going to be successful.
I agree with you.
So, no, I really thought about the split as well, but that's based on the fact that the merger occurs. Now, when just talk about monies. I believe they're at 198.
Right? 195, I think they're 195.
I think it's 198 with that.
Well, 198 was what we would have been under on the consolidation.
Okay.
I was thinking they were 195.
So with the monies, it's the same concept. And when you bring in the management portion of this, the split we have to really talk about because that's not been discussed yet. If you've read that SDO handbook on how to merge or, take over or whatever, there's many different avenues to do this. And I'm not advocating taking anything from anybody other than providing the correct services. So that means that you would absorb, hypothetically, if we merged, debt within 3 years, they're still going to own an ambulance. They still have a loan out there. That's any business you take over. Now, you'd have to decide, just like Carol wrote up there, or has written up there, is the fact that that money would be absorbed, but it also would be allocated. I am going to be opposed to doing anything without specifically having money people at each location.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. This whole thing is so fluid because, seriously, do we even know that if they went for this plan and it... would they even be able to get themselves together and back up on their feet? We don't know that.
No.
I mean, we could go 2 years or 3 years into this and they may say, we got to fold. And then we have a whole new ballgame again.
That's one of the questions I want to ask you, everyone here. Do we want to wait and let it happen, which I don't feel comfortable with, but I understand. Or do we... be progressive in our nature, like Pete is saying, let's tell them this is what we can do. And from that point forward, it's on them and it won't hurt as much.
Does anybody have any yays, nays about this plan? No thoughts?
I'm sitting here going, we just went into talking about merging and our people down there.
I would never support that.
I'm a strong believer that these two.
But not right now. We're not.
Districts should be one, but they have to be fixed. For
3 to 5 years.
We got to fix ourselves first.
And I was only talking about that in that they're talking about hiring a chief and this and that.
You guys are scaring me.
They can't afford that.
Yeah, I was like,
deputy chief.
But we can't afford to have less tangled up in that mess at this time either, though.
Either one.
That's correct.
So we're back to talking about just this ASA.
Just this ASA.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's right, because that's the thing that the commissioners wrote them a letter about. They didn't question the fire service part.
No. So they're only worried about the ASA.
So let's only solve that one.
I believe, again, outside in maybe 50,000 foot view, is the commissioners, and I don't know them as well as everyone else may know them, but they're going to do what's best for the community. At least that's what I believe. And with that being said, if there's any more stall, I don't know if they're going to get into 30 days. I would assume they might. Any more stall past that, that's going to start hurting us.
because we're going to get into another year and we're going to have to be immediate with our actions instead of a little bit of progression. And that's what I need. I need progression. I don't need tomorrow.
I agree, because that's what I kind of called you out on at the last meeting. Mm-hmm. I want to be proactive, and you and I have talked about that. So what I would maybe suggest is that we take, this is the plan that obviously our two chiefs are comfortable with at this point.
The plan on the left, yes. The plan on the right just came up today.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, however it works.
We
can
do two options.
Yeah. You know, and why don't we tweak? Why don't we start with one of those plans and tweak it? And then if we can come up with, you guys can come up with something, you can talk with Chief Warden, mm-hmm. make sure he's okay with it. Then what I would like to see is if we can come up with a plan that you're comfortable with and Chief Warden's comfortable with and we're comfortable with, then I'd like to get it on paper, send it to the county commissioners, and send it to West Valley. And then there it is. That's where we're at, and you guys do with what you want to do.
Yeah. It's being proactive.
Right.
It's getting stuff out.
And it's putting out there what...
I think it's going to save a lot of wasted time.
Yeah, I would
all
also,
of our time.
I would advocate for sending it.
And theirs.
I would advocate for sending it to the chair of the ASA, Yankos ASA, which is...
Well, yes. Anybody,
Amy.
I would say
send
it to Amy.
Yeah.
Send it to the county commissioners, both counties.
Yes,
and
sir.
ASA committee, Polk County too, say our board is trying to be proactive. We have come up with this plan. This is what we foresee we can help out by doing it this way, and then let them go for it.
And then I can do work on this. Obviously, it's a holiday week next week, but Monday or Tuesday, I can get something together. I mean, I've already written the one on the left pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
The one on the right is...
I don't really
stick with the one.
It's a challenge.
Like
the
left.
Yeah. And Larry the right one, because if that ambulance payment doesn't get made, it gets real convoluted.
Well, then
yeah,
if we don't go the full 3 years too, that falls apart.
Yeah, there's a lot of. I mean, it's a good plan.
No.
And we asked you to come up with
whatever plan you are most comfortable with.
We can the simplest one.
I think that's.
The only thing I'll tell you you'll absolutely get a counteroffer on is this. I'm going to tell you that I believe they're going to come back and say $200,000 right now.
Are you okay with it if they do?
I don't think we need to make that decision.
Yeah,
but, then that'll, that's given.
Yeah, no.
That's
yeah.
negotiating your own direction.
Yeah.
We're not going to tell them our credit scores.
Yeah.
So the main thing is we have to figure what's the consumable, non-consumable issue here is what can we support and not support based on what we can control.
Mm-hmm.
Controllable, non-controllable, I have to use more words. Controllable is leadership, administration, okay? 100%. After that, it's all a wash. As long as I can answer to one group of board members that I trust.
That is number one. That even goes higher than the 250.
Yeah. Board members that I can trust. Then this can work itself out the right way.
Well, write that down as a non-negotiable piece.
Yeah. Oh, I have it in there.
Okay. And so here's my just one thing to throw out there is if we push this forward and we send it to all concerned parties that, you know, the tribe's in agreement, we're in agreement, we can make this happen, then if they don't have the money, and we've talked about possibly there may be some contingency funds at the county. Maybe they need to take the initiative and go to the county and say, Sheridan and the tribe are willing to bail us, you know, and keep our citizens safe and get an ambulance out there. Is there any money that you can funnel their way to help make this happen if we don't have it?
Right.
But let them take the ball and run with it a little bit.
I love the way you think. I just see a track record.
I know, but that's the thing. What we can use, though. If we put that out there and they don't do anything and this just falls apart, we can say, you guys had the opportunity. You could have tried. You did nothing. So
part of the point,
you handed the commissioners a plan that they could just pick up and go,
okay,
we like that.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to do. I want to give the commissioner something at least that they understand that we have been trying, that we aren't just sitting here twiddling our thumbs waiting to see what they're going to do.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I think would help also in the selling aspect to West Valley, if we go this route, is the fact that we're going to ask for quarterly based on our release.
Yeah.
Okay. Because here's what happens. If you pay me for a year on a contract and I fail out, there has to be.
Right.
I don't want to get into that. Payback, you owe me this, you owe me that. No.
We're there now. We don't be
quarters to quarters. In the contract, you can say, if you end before this or we end before this, you still owe us this quarter.
Right.
We can ride it that way. They can balk on it. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
But this helps them then decide 2 quarters into this is working or not working, because then you're going to know what that bottom number is.
Yeah.
Eventually. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's going to take them 6 months to clean their books, just like us, and they don't have these things.
And you know what? It's going to take them longer than that, because their books were a disaster when this whole thing started. They were not. They went for almost 2 years trying to get an audit done, and the auditors finally threw their hands up and said, we can't even get this figured out. It was that bad.
So we are in agreement. Is it okay if I didn't hear a motion right now? I'm just reviewing that quick. Do you want me to present something like this? Or would it be okay if I, because I know you guys won't be in a session, I can show it to Harry. You guys are giving me permission to do this, to offer to make sure Warden's on board is what I've heard.
I think so. I'd like to understand the 240 just a little better.
Both of them.
Okay, go ahead.
So if I was listening right, the 240 staffs that ambulance with part-time people?
Yes.
And so is that sustainable long-term?
No.
Okay.
Unless, again, the analytics aren't here yet. That earlier number I said about the 200, I'm just throwing around the 200,000 revenue.
So really, you almost need to reevaluate 6 months in.
Right, that's what we're saying.
And renegotiate numbers then that might be very different from 240.
Yeah.
And see, we don't know what the income is going to be either off that.
Oh, you don't even know how much is collectible of what they built.
Right, right.
There won't be any splitting that.
No.
It's in there too. It says the organization of transport has all rights to the revenue.
So yeah, that was the other thing that was in here, was that. That whatever the transporting agency is has rights to that building.
Because we're going to work well with our partners. And again, I'm not doing, Steve will review this too.
Yeah.
Because I want to make sure, because again, we're not about cutting anybody off or doing anything. We want to make sure they're on board. But again, we're saying the same thing, and I believe the Chief Warden is saying, we can't do this at a cost to our customers.
No
offense, but we can't.
So do we have the ambulance it takes to do this already?
We have three.
Okay. So we're going to wear something out, though, and have to buy something new at some point.
Well, we have, if we run two, we can rotate, and let them. Oh, sorry, Chief.
No, you're on. I was just going to get a little credit. That's what
we have to one brand new.
Okay.
And I apologize. I should have made it. I had not. I don't know if you know this, but I'm kind of. We did receive it yesterday. We're in the process of licensing it. I've just lost my ability to speak. Currently, it takes about 2 weeks to go through the OHA process. All we need to do now is put the equipment on there. There's a stretcher out here that actually belongs there. I would like for each and every one of you to stop by the CEC building to see how we're set up. It's a work in progress. We're just making sure our apparatus are taken care of. And also the house where our people are staying, it would mean a lot to them probably too. If you stuck your head in and say, hey, do you need anything? We bought them a new coffee pot, the staples. You gotta be able to get by. I was able, we
shall.
Oh, thank you. We, hold that. we've been able to go in there, and we are using our own internet service. And here's the blessing: we thought ahead, and we have 3 different Wi-Fi pucks. And what those are, obviously portable. Yeah. We're using one for our super admin team in the sardine box. And Larry and I moved to, we call it the tree house, but it's the upstairs portion of the CEC building, was their old office space. So we have one there, and we have an extra one, and they're using it at the house.
Good.
So we cannot tap in specifically cannot use the school's Wi-Fi for any reason.
Yeah.
I want to make sure everybody knows that that is an absolute no-no.
Yeah.
So we make sure we didn't do that. So we had we purchased two computers because we had to have them because we had towers and they're not Wi-Fi. Let's be clear from the 80s. But they're able to do the reports and everything that they need to do. So we've been proactive with that. So Chief Woodridge came in one day and says, hey, what are we going to do? I know you guys had this ice storm and you have all this in our stations way out here. So we had two restrooms. So we turned the back one into a shower. That shower was, we are using it because our people needed a place to take a shower. So it's coming out of the seismic flux. So it's part of the upgrade.
Yeah, there's no shower in that house.
Yeah,
it was removed when they were using
literally
what they were using it for.
I can't.
They have a bathroom, but no shower.
The restroom is like for me and Carol over there. That's it.
Yeah,
I don't know how they ever had a shower in there.
Yeah, I think we'd swing the door open if somebody said they're going to hit the knees. So, but okay, obviously we're doing, and I call it value engineering. We're doing everything we can. The school's been really good to us. We laid out some gravel for them too, so we could park our ambulances up there, and we had. We got the electrical company involved. They were able to supply us a cord and to plug our ambulance in. So everything is on track. And then we'll roll in just a minute. I'll give you the update on the seismic itself. It's just, it's a rocket, man. We can't keep up with this.
This
very
is
good.
Nice because we're going to keep it. I mean, if
exactly.
we have a shower and the other one,
right.
it's not
it just goes
that's exactly what she
wanted.
That's exactly what he said. And also, there's a storage room right here. That all the storage, we have plenty of space to store up here. Eventually, temporarily, it could be a place for somebody to, like a living quarters. We'd have to insulate it and clean it up and put carpet or whatever. Yeah, eventually. So, and that brings up the point about the ASA I wanted everyone to be aware of is plus this unit dispatch.
Yeah.
So if you get in, and this ties into what we're talking about, okay? So, West Valley, right? And we're down here, and down here is 140, which is Salt Creek. Okay. We are not staffed. This station can beat anybody into the station because remember, we'd have to come from all the way from here or all the way from here. So eventually a day car, 12-hour car here in the future would support. The area out here. We can do a temporary MOU in the future when and if they get the ability to license to cover just a brief area as a good neighbor. Yes.
I would say that you need to do that to help support getting the levy passed anyway.
Correct. I like the way you think, sir.
And probably Boston too.
I like the way you think. So anyway, that's some of the things that we have got. Part of the levy process, we're gonna have this discussion. And it's strictly because what's our motto? Do the right thing.
Okay.
And we have neighbors that we can work with, hopefully that will reciprocate a little bit. Again, remember that move-up thing I was telling you about, is if we can get more ambulances involved, more people involved, the better off everyone's going to be. So that's in our future. I wanted to be aware of it.
So the move-up thing you showed going this way to...
It goes the other way.
No.
Right. Mm-hmm. Does it go down?
It can. It can. It should.
But
it
does
just,
it now?
No, because the closest ambulance is Dallas. And eventually Dallas has already talked to us about they have some code through transfer. Sometimes they can't get Polk or anyone else to take. They've reached out a couple times and we've been very honest. I've held our people in the area. We haven't taken any transfer so far. And that's going to have to change because we have a lot of people giving to us and we're
kind
not
kind of like
that.
Comp time.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And they know that we're getting our feet under us, and I want everyone to be aware that we're a month and 2 weeks into what's going on with the current admin team. I hope to be really back and running in 6 months to where we're headed with the model. Again, that excludes what's going on over here at Turner. So any questions about that?
Good.
Okay. So you need a motion to talk to the tribe about the thing that you erased on the left there?
Sorry.
Okay.
No, that's...
We all agree.
Yeah, I think we all agree.
Yeah.
I think we all agree. And, you know, we put that together and send it out to us. And again, you know, we want to make sure that everybody's on board.
Can we just...
Including the union.
Stay updated. through email and just as he does his.
Just don't respond all.
We got that.
Did you see his first reply?
I did.
I'm sorry, Pete.
I'm in the background
texting Harry, don't respond. And then he comes back with some response and he's like, good job, Pete. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
No, that was my sarcasm. But again, we're all learning at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing was malicious, I know.
No.
So funny.
So did you want a motion or you don't need a motion?
I don't think you need a motion.
Okay.
You would put something together and have these two review it.
You guys are directing
the president and your vice president.
Yeah. That's what I was going to suggest. You
good
to
good
and you just
keep us in the loop.
Yeah.
If there's any deviation, next meeting you'll hear about it. I really can't deviate much.
No, I think that's good.
Okay.
Okay, it'll happen.
All right.
Good. Should we move on to seismic?
So I have to publicly admit I said some ugly words about the seismic.
I heard them.
We're held up with the architect. How to describe? There's a slow process of getting mechanical, plumbing, and some other things signed off specifically for the bathroom remodel. Okay. The rest of it, we're on task. So Chief Worldridge is the liaison for the seismic, and he came to me and he had Dick Schumann, who is our person that's been working with, a really good guy, cracks me up. But we have asked that they continue with the seismic upgrade without the restrooms currently because we can't move forward. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because if you have an opportunity, stop by the station and go to the second floor. It's gone. They have taken the walls, the studs. They already have lumber up there. They're ready to build.
They're moving
right now.
Okay, so it's the bathrooms, but what about the kitchen?
Kitchen is good. Kitchen.
So everything's signed off on, but those bathrooms.
Yes, ma'am.
And do they have to be changed?
Not at the moment. But here's the thing: while they're there, it is the best thing to do. The best date I can give for you is December. They'll sign it off by December. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to get the construction
board. It
will stop the whole thing if we just don't. All we said was, right now, don't worry about those restrooms because we can go in there and upgrade a couple of things on our own. It'll be a budget item.
I see.
Yeah. I just wanted you guys to be aware of it because I really am excited about how beautiful this thing is going to be when it's done. You know, just like if you've ever built your own home, you're walking through there and go, oh my God, look at this. This is terrible. And then as it starts to progress, you're like, oh, it's amazing. And that's what I feel already. Now, thanks to our volunteers and our crews, we have moved a majority of the stuff. So we didn't pay movers. Hey, we couldn't get them for 3 months, but we didn't pay movers. But I will say this. The construction company has gone above and beyond. They've moved things because they wanted to. They've moved things. We haven't asked them to do anything, and they have gone out of the way. And what I would like the board to know is I have said something to the foreman. I'm going to buy him pizza one day because they've literally moved these desks and these things that weigh hundreds of pounds that we would have to move. And I want to make sure you guys know that I don't want to waste our money, but I think it's the right thing to do to thank them. Because they really have done so much more than what we're paying them for. I'll be honest about it.
Just no fair.
Scratch that beer. No, but again, and it's just that I wanted to be aware. I don't want to waste our taxpayers' money, but I think it's the right thing to do. And if you guys don't feel comfortable with it, I understand.
No, but they've saved this money.
They saved this money. Yeah.
And the restrooms and the kitchen were going to be at our cost. It's not part of the site.
The kitchen is going to be covered so far.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I won't know this answer until they truly get in there and start doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I understand it, the kitchen, definitely the bedrooms are done. The kitchen, it has to be done because it's in non-compliance. Regardless, I don't have that number for you. I don't want to speak in front of Larry, but we don't know until that architect finishes what he's doing.
And he's taking forever. So at what point does the architect start holding us in the contract?
Right now.
It costs us money.
Right now.
So.
And only because of the restroom.
Yes.
So we just need to stop the restroom project.
Yeah,
part of that project is.
Yeah, and we
we'll do something with it later.
Yes.
We were going to have to pay for it anyway.
I was going to say, do we have to make a motion to just say move forward without that? Or you guys can just make that?
Yeah, we're okay with that. But I mean, transparency is what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Normally, we would just say we're getting it done, and then with allocated money, will not be spent for that. Now, again, I don't know how much it's going to be in the future. All I know is we can go in there. There's simple things like the stalls and the urinals need to, you know, be replaced. And it's stuff that a plumber can do. The actual construction part, because remember, we were going to split it up to unisex bathrooms. That's the part that would have to be really, really expensive that we would have to budget for.
But it doesn't have to be.
No.
Well, then I
we
just keep. Well, I mean, so long as there's sleeper area, I mean, that's the place that I was thinking.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to end up having a set of plans and specs for that towards the end of the contract.
Yeah,
work.
So that if
and,
we
and
decide.
And if they want to give us a quote for that work, and we like it,
exactly.
Great. But
exactly.
If not, right. Someone else can do it.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
We won't be holding up those contractors.
No, I will tell you.
Possible.
This is funny to me. I'm drinking coffee with the other. I call it the Liars Club. The old heads come back, and we're having a good time. And Pete was there, and the guy came in with a ladder. He goes, "Okay, you guys get out. I'm going to take the lights." I was like, "Oh."
No, he was taking the lights. We were moving.
You know, he's talking about the coffee group that used to be the
Park. Yes. The old cronies at me.
Wait.
I'm just saying.
We were in.
Oh, well, now see, I only knew like a third there.
Well, because Pete, they had a lot in common there. I'm not going to throw them under the bus, but they did speak about the same people regularly. But no, and it's also getting back in touch with our public, because we now have access to the, and I haven't seen it yet, but our board meetings, our scheduled board meetings, can be held at the museum. We have permission to do that. Now I got to go in and make sure that it's enough room and it's okay. But they offered that to us, which I thought was really
cool. And
I was
talking because Cody, they did some work on the heater for him. They removed, they had an old overhead and they went down and tore that. But he said they have room in there, like they do meals in there. So
yes, a big table, bunch of chairs.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's no offense, it's just kind of tight.
Yeah,
but it's short notice, but they were very gracious about that. I'd like to really get back involved in the community and then do what we can do to help them. So,
well, a lot of those people used to come to coffee on Tuesdays. As soon as they were told, they were there the next Tuesday.
Yeah,
so
who all showed up? Just out of curiosity,
you know, come to the coffee thing and you can find out.
I have a baby on Tuesdays. Otherwise, I would. I could bring him down and turn him loose.
So anytime you see the pictures of the old antique engine, everybody on there except for two. But it's
I wasn't born yet when they bought that.
Yeah, a couple of you know. They're real. I love the
Chuck Rogers.
Oh God!
I love the history. I love the
Calvin DeYoung.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They like it. I enjoy it. I'm like, I'm
gonna
do it.
And you know what I did? I bounce ideas off of them. I said, hey, you're a voter. What happens if I would have done this? And they were
actually
like,
a good resource.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Or
and
don't do that. They'll say, don't do that.
Yeah.
Kind of like asking the community at the last meeting, what do you think?
Well, and that's it. And yeah. Oh, I hear from Chuck all the time of what we need to be and not be doing. And
sure.
I bet you do.
But it's back on task, the seismic. Every moment, we're just now starting to move the monies. Now, again, everybody hear me, right? The monies can only be gone, and they can only go to the seismic upgrade.
Yes.
We don't ever see the money. Let's be clear. Just allocated to DSL.
Yeah, we submit the bills and they
grant funded.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you can speak louder so I don't have to say them.
So we did talk to the Department of Revenue because Chief Wilbert and I were a little worried about the monies being just in the general budget and transferred to the reserve fund. And it's not supposed to be in the reserve fund, it's supposed to have its own fund. Mm-hmm. So they took it up the chain, the Department of Revenue, she got back to us and said, we can make a grant fund, seismic grant fund, and make it real clear why we're making it. We're not changing the budget. We're moving it from one protected reserve fund to another protected reserve fund, the right one. So
and,
you'll see the money in and out.
And those monies, or excuse me, the paper would be available for an audit because they will eventually federal money and say, what'd you do with it?
Yeah.
And, and it'd be a whole lot cleaner than saying, oh, here, take all of our.
Yeah.
And every check and every invoice should reference that. What is it? The CFA number?
Yeah. And anytime you do a receipt of any kind, we're putting seismic on there and then they code it for that.
Doesn't the grant have a grant number?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but yes. Any questions about seismic? Oh, thank you.
Oh, I did have one thing.
Yes.
Well, this is a minor thing because the garbage, the containers, the garbage and the cardboard containers are in their fenced area. Can the garbage trucks get to them?
Well, here's the thing. They're going to bring a large container out, and they offered for our trash to go into there. They're going to pay for it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But to answer your question, no, there's not any cameras out there or anything like that.
I didn't ask that.
Wow, he went there.
He wants to say we're cutthroat.
He would have got me. Let's be clear. Thank you guys for your patience. I really appreciate your patience. At times it's a struggle, but we smile a lot, and that's what matters. It really is. Our people, I will tell you this, and you can speak to anybody you want to, anytime you want to, and ask them honest and open questions. I feel really comfortable with the fact they're gonna tell you they're happy. Now, they want us to move faster, but again, a month and 2 weeks. So we're gonna go at this pace until we need to do
different.
Good.
I think we're at a good pace,
But the one I had to take back at, is she paramedic?
She is our first and only Chemeketa paramedic student.
Okay.
They want to send us more. We are the pilot, beta program, because they normally don't send us paramedic students. So they've heard.
We have a student program started?
No, it's not a student program. No. Please don't say no.
Okay. Yeah, the paramedics.
Well, that's why I'm asking for
the paramedics just send students. They're not. Yeah, it's like a practicum.
Part of their school is they have to have long and practical and so many hours.
Yeah.
And
that's what so many times
we get
called.
Interns
Right. Exactly.
That is the correct word to use from this point forward. No one ever says student again.
Yes.
Intern.
Yeah.
I understand it.
Yeah. Does anyone have any questions? Go to the order.
Let me just
clarify that. We have an intern program.
Yes, we have an intern. They're Chemeketa students that we are not responsible for paying for or insuring or anything. And actually, she's really good. She's doing well enough to maybe she.
You're quizzing her pretty good today.
She can come back again.
Okay. So I have two things. One is just to throw it out there because I thought of it yesterday because I saw something and I'm like, when we have money, I would like to find out how much it would cost to get the new engine striped to match the new Medic.
Ding, ding, ding. I agree.
I'm glad you said that because at the chamber meeting the other morning, School of bought a brand new machine that prints this stuff off, and they want to work with us on putting a blue stripe on our new engine.
Okay, that was one thing. I was thinking about that. I'm like, let's get it done. I don't want to see that gray thing running around.
We also have a couple of fire trucks that have a little bit of a red here and there. We're going to work on all that.
Okay, so. All right. So now comes the bigger item. I may have screwed up something, but.
No, we all do that.
Well, here's the deal. I had put meetings in my phone. And then from Mondays to Tuesdays, and I didn't get them all switched. But I took it upon myself to do an email, and I may have put that our next meeting was on Monday the 13th. But the reason I want to see what the board would like to do is the fact that we were planning on at the next board meeting do the swearing-in ceremony either prior to or part of. And I have received an email back from Mariana Ruiz Temple, who is the state fire marshal. And Mariana is going to come do your swearing-in ceremony.
Are you saying on the 13th?
I shot her the date of the 13th, and when she emailed me back, she said, I'll put it on my calendar. Just give me logistics and everything else.
I'm killing you.
Just one, then we can go back to two. So here's your option. You can just do your little board meeting on Tuesday and forget about Monday the
13th.
And Monday the 13th, we'll just do the swearing-in ceremony. Then we have to go two nights in a row. Or you can just kind of...
What a great idea. How about Monday the 13th?
Okay, so where are we going to do it, and what are we going to do?
You know, let's just take baby steps. Let's just
No. We got to get this planned out
let's
because
just clean out the base and do it right here. Is that hard?
No, it's fine.
It costs us to do Monroe.
I'm already. You have to ask Susan.
We can.
Why don't we ask the school if we can use the gym?
There's not going to be that many people.
It's not going to be that many.
Yeah.
I know.
Nobody cares. I'm getting a badge.
Okay. Well, here's the thing.
I care.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could do it here. I mean, I just wanted something that looked a little cleaner and more presentable.
Let's also look at the museum as well. I mean, we can look at that.
Okay. So, do you want to check that out and see if that?
Of course.
Somebody wants to.
That's why you two don't sit
down there. Is that
because
you think that that's?
Well, then I'm
okay.
Not going to say that.
Oh no, you can say what you want to say. Nobody. This is we're inclusive here.
I was going to say thank you to our admin team for doing such a fantastic job.
Thank you. I have a good little order too.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
To thank the chief for his letter in the bulletin. I thought that was very nice. Well received.
Counts. If I can find one.
I've got one. If you can't find it,
okay.
I think I sent it to her. You have it. Send it to her.
Yeah,
because
I took a picture of it and sent it to her.
As long as we don't expect the best, this eloquent writing of mine cannot happen often.
We'll see. I was impressed.
Nick Smoke just copy and paste.
Okay, so can we go back to the swearing in thing? I want the logistics. Okay, so we're going to check about the museum.
Yes,
Pete
ma'am.
Says there's room.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think there's going to be a ton of people. What do we want to do? Do we want to just do cake and coffee? I mean, before we've done like a little meal and we've done this, and you need to order the badges. Susan, can you order the badges? Somebody tell you.
Yes.
Susan, this means no. You weren't in this conversation.
I see this.
Cool.
The boardroom? What boardroom? Thank you for offering the boardroom.
Okay, well, somebody just needs to tell me so I can let Mariana know.
Tell her it's in share. That's the best I got right now.
I know. We got time. So are we going to do our board meeting following that?
I say we do it beforehand because you got.
I know we need to do it before. So what time do we want to do it?
Oh, earlier or later is what you're saying. Well, can we make it start at 6? Maybe?
That's what I was thinking. And just say go into our meeting afterwards. I mean, time you do a little bit of socializing, it might push our meeting not starting right at 6:30.
Sure.
It might be a 7 o'clock meeting.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll say 6 o'clock ceremony, and then let's just shoot for 7 o'clock meeting.
December 13th.
Yes. That's a Monday. So I'm sorry.
You guys didn't have any problem with keeping it up until 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, what's that?
It was 10 o'clock there. It was only 9 o'clock here.
Yeah, well, that's our problem. It was, yeah, the time we got out of there, I panicked. I got in my car and it said 10 minutes to 11.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, because I had some things.
Sunshine
to do.
Down that anyway.
That's right. Okay.
To come back.
So somebody needs to handle ordering cake and coffee, getting coffee set up.
Tammy, can you do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so it's
okay.
As long as we're clear that chocolate is not involved. Okay, this is my ceremony.
You don't like chocolate.
Tell us what you want, because I don't care.
I would like strawberry upside down cheesecake with swirls.
we can handle it.
No. Whatever you guys, I appreciate that. It's just needed to be
Very quick. I appreciate it.
You really don't like chocolate?
I don't like anything. I was just kidding. My wife, though, got to be really cool about this, okay? Sugar, chocolate to the side, no same thing. We're family.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
I saw a meeting.
Oh, recording.
So I mean, I don't care what we have. Sure. I just want to make sure it's set up. We could have
cupcakes. Yeah, that's actually a great idea.
Don't have to worry about
the. I know, and I.
Just don't spend a lot of money. I'd rather spend money on a vehicle than I would on cupcakes.
Ain't gonna get a vehicle for what you spent on cupcakes.
You guys
want to
get
you
bought cupcakes later?
Yeah. You don't buy cupcakes, you buy wife bought cupcakes.
I'm gonna do it virtually for my kids back home.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's fine. We want to do that, but I want to make it nice. So, can the board allow me to spend like $60 to get a couple bouquets of flowers for the chief's wives?
Mm-hmm. So moved.
Yeah.
Oh, second.
Second.
Sure.
Discussion? All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
We're authorizing Tammy to spend $60.
Just feel like I got more room to just flowers.
Yeah.
I've
got it. Larry and Les.
They both named Swarm.
They both, we're going to swear both of them in.
Yeah, only one
yes.
Wife for chief.
Yes. Yes. Only one wife for chief. Great.
Thank you. Gosh. All right, so we're turning the corner where we shouldn't turn. Can I explain anything else about seismic? Or? Thank you. If I don't get an opportunity, I'm sure I will absolutely hear from every one of you at least one more time.
Yes.
I hope everyone has a happy Thanksgiving. Just be aware that I fly out Wednesday morning, 5:30, 6 o'clock. I'm going home, and I'll be back Saturday. Let's go ahead.
Do our staff down there have any arrangements for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I left it up to them, and they're putting together potluck, and they're inviting their families over. And
okay.
Yeah. And I've offered, and I do this on my own. Normally, I buy a ham or a turkey for the people on, and then also for Christmas, whomever is working that day, if they have kids, I'll cover them, and so they can open presents and, you know, regular old traditional stuff. So, Pete and I are going to be the only animals together.
Listen, you guys should pay attention. That's scary. Very scary.
Okay, so will somebody just let me know if we're confirmed at the museum so that I can let her know as soon as we know. Yeah. Perfect.
The bosses.
Okay. Yeah. Just some I don't care. I just wanted to not let it drag too long and get her the information so she's
And also again, I don't do this often enough. The ladies in that crate, man. They're doing an amazing job. Susan and Tammy, and I'm assuming everyone's got Tammy. I apologize for my rudeness. Well,
Amber too.
And Amber, I definitely there's an Amber in there too.
Yeah.
Amber keeps us all straight, let's be clear. But I wanted to say thank you to them because they've done some amazing things in a short period of time that would have absolutely been impossible without them. And I hope everybody, I know you recognize that, but I just wanted to do it publicly. So
thank you.
Yes.
Both of you. All three of you.
Welcome aboard to your guest. I've been here a week. So
Les and Larry have just been working a lot to make this all work. So I appreciate them. And I also appreciate all of you.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we couldn't do it unless we have the people we have.
I promise that we'll calm down at some point.
we were, Larry and I were joking the other day, you know, Amity may come up and Menville, you guys want to take them all on? Let's do it. Just kidding.
Also some Superman cakes. Super person.
There we go. Anything else tonight? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Oh, we haven't been. Audience participant.
Oh, audience participant. Larry, is there anything to say?
No.
Thanks for being here.
I'm just here.
And then the person was on video.
Yeah, they did.
I'm going to tell Rick you said that.
She's
asleep
in the chair.
Oh, that's it. So
we worked pretty hard. That's why she couldn't.
All right.
So we're done recording. Yes.
We'll move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.